I don't think there's a one of us who deep down doesn't yearn for peace. And yet all too often we do the very things that end up robbing us of that peace. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. I spent most of my life thinking that those Christians were nutters. I mean, really? I was living my life my way, getting rich, building a career. They weren't going to tell me how to run my life, or their God for that matter. But behind all that bravado, there was one thing missing. Peace. We often talk about peace, or the lack of it, in terms of the wars going on around the world. But rarely, if ever, do we talk about peace, or the lack of it, in our own lives. It seems that we just take the turmoil in our lives as a given, as though the absence of a deep, abiding peace is somehow normal. Have you noticed? Back in the Old Testament, one of the prophets, Isaiah, said this. We're going to Isaiah chapter 32, verses 17 and 18. The effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. My people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. You know what? That Isaiah guy, he's onto something. Deep down, sure, we want peace in our lives. And yet at the same time, we're prone to heading off clear in the opposite direction. We do all the stupid things under the sun that rob us of peace. Selfishness, anger, resentment, me, as though somehow those things aren't going to rob you of your peace. Listen, peace flows out of righteousness, out of getting your life right with God, out of a personal relationship with Jesus. God wants you to live in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, the devil wants to wreak havoc in your life by robbing you of the deep abiding peace that Jesus died and rose again to give you. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Defeating the Devil in the Wilderness, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.